You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with a vengeance because we're talking about getting kind here in Miami. And if you're on the highway, make sure you hear this and get kind to the person that's next to you. We're bringing on Melissa Ader. Melissa represents Kind down here, and she's got a great event coming up on February 17th. Melissa, what's going on?
Hi, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. First of all, Kind, man, every time I run into somebody and I tell them that Kind has joined our lineup of sponsors, they say, oh my gosh, that's so great. I love Kind snacks and what they do and what they represent. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what Kind represents and what you're doing on February 17th?
Sure. So with Kind snacks, a lot of people are very familiar with our line of healthy snacks that are all natural, gluten-free, made of ingredients you can see and pronounce. But another thing that's very important is the social mission that our company aligns with, and that's to do the kind thing and make the world a little kinder, one act at a time. So we obviously believe it's important to do the kind thing for your body and your taste buds and also your world. That means not only enjoying healthy food and staying healthy, but doing the right thing for other people and for your community. February 17th is actually a really special day for us. It's National Random Acts of Kindness Day. And as a market in Miami, we'll be spreading kindness across the city. And we encourage everyone to do the same, not just on that specific day, but every day.
You know, that sounds great. And I know you're going to the beach. I know you're doing some yoga stuff. Why don't you tell a little bit about what you're doing and where you're doing it? Because maybe we can add a little random collisions if people want to kind of see you and join in giving out these kind snacks.
Sure. So on the 17th, our local team members are hitting the streets of Miami to surprise unsuspecting locals with kindness, all the way celebrating this national movement. And so what we're doing is we're committing to 24 acts of kindness, one to represent every hour of the day. So throughout the day, we'll be committing acts that just range from anything small, like paying it forward with buying a commuter's gas or trying to start a chain of kind acts at a coffee shop, paying for one person's coffee and hoping that that chain continues, all the way to donating children's books and toiletries to those in need, going to an animal shelter and providing food for pets that need it. Really, from small to large, we're trying to make an impact across the city, and we'll be doing things anywhere from downtown Miami all the way to Wynwood, to Miami Beach, Aventura area. We're really trying to canvas the South Florida community, even as small as leaving just really encouraging notes and chalk on sidewalks or on the windshields of people's cars, trying to brighten people's days very simply. And then to close out the day, we're really excited for Kind Snacks to be joining forces with the Miami Dolphins, and we're working with linebacker Koa Misi, who has a huge social mission as well to do the kind thing and to give back to the community. We're joining forces with him and the great folks at Holt Children's Hospital to visit some of the kids who are there and try to brighten their day, bring them some smiles and some snacks and great energy. So this is all going down on the 17th in Miami. And we're actually proud that team members throughout our company, throughout Kind Snacks and markets all over the country, are also going to be doing similar kind acts in their market.
Now, how can somebody get involved with what you're doing? Can they participate and join your team and augment your team?
Sure. Well, really what we encourage people to do is kind of take these examples and find ways to bring kindness in their own lives. And it's really so simple to be able to interject something, whether it's opening a door for somebody, smiling at a stranger, giving someone flowers, a coworker that maybe doesn't have a chance to get a coffee break that day, bring them a snack to their desk. We really encourage people to be inspired by what we're doing because as a company, we're very inspired by others who are living their lives kindly and to kind of share that as part of our movement on social media specifically. We'd love to see everybody doing something small and kind for people in their lives that day and using the hashtag #KindAwesome. It's just the word kind and awesome kind of pushed together. And that way we can always aggregate and see via social media what people are doing to give back, and it gives everybody just wonderful ideas of the small things they can do on a daily basis to make a difference.
Now, is there, let's say, on your Facebook page, something where people can see the schedule of what you're going to be doing, or is this just really geared and designed to surprise people?
Exactly. Since it is Random Acts of Kindness Day, we want to make it purely that, very random. Of course, we do have a plan of kind of how we're going to attack these 24 acts, but we want people to be surprised and to kind of have that be a huge bright point in their day. So we do intend to be sharing our travels and kind of our adventure on the 17th via social media. And if you do follow the hashtag KindAwesome or the handle at KindSnacks on Instagram, we'll be sure to be posting photos and really giving people a boost on a wonderful day.
Well, I know that our social media team will be following along and tweeting, retweeting, hashtagging, and doing all that stuff because we believe in what you do. It's something that really makes the world go round and round. And again, as folks are driving on the highway, I'm hoping that they're listening to us. We're bringing them a little smile, a little positive energy, and reminding them that the person that cut them off, let them go. Give that as your act of kindness today. Melissa, what are some of the other things that Kind Snacks has done recently? And bring our folks that listen up to date.
Sure. So in South Florida specifically, we have a lot of really exciting projects going on. Random Act of Kindness Day is the next big event on our calendar. But really what we're doing as a company is trying to not only bring healthy, delicious snacks to people's hands, but also kind acts to the world. And what we have is what we refer to as our kind movement, which focuses on giving $10,000 grants every month to deserving individuals in need who have a great idea of how they can make their community a kinder place. They're able to apply for that grant through a program called Kind Causes. And that's something I know, Jim, that you that we've spoken with before and that you've been interested in. And I love that this has become a platform for us sharing that program because we really want to make sure people can take advantage of it. So every month, like I said, people can apply for this Kind Causes grant, $10,000 to make your kind idea come to life. And all it requires is posting that up on our website and being able to have people go to the website and vote for your kind act. So it's voted on completely by the public. And that way we really have an empowerment going on of our communities choosing the person who receives that grant. It's a really special program. It's about a year old, and it's really exciting for us. So we're happy to share it and have people participate.
Sounds to me like we got to have a new hashtag, hashtag crowdsource positive energy. That sounds to me like what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. We really feel that people thrive off of kindness, and one small smile, someone opening the door for you, something small can go a long way. It's really universal. No matter where you come from, everyone can understand and appreciate a small gesture, and it really connects us as a community, as people. So the power of that goes beyond anything else.
What are some of the creative kind acts that you've done with your $10,000 grants?
Sure. So with our $10,000 grants, we've had the ability to really meet some amazing individuals, and we're constantly surprised at how people raise the bar with being so wonderful, wanting to give back to their community. We've worked with everyone from Lauren Book, who I know that you've had a relationship with.
It's our girl.
Oh, she's fantastic. Go girl. Fighting childhood sexual abuse. She's used those funds to put on her annual walk, which we'll actually be participating in Florida this month or this year in April. We also have had the opportunity to work with wonderful individuals who bring sketchbooks to kids who would like to create art, you know, in schools who don't have those resources, or kids in the foster care service who don't quite have suitcases to be able to move their clothes from A to B. And instead of being given a trash bag, they're now being able to be given a suitcase and a pillow and the things that they deserve. Just really wonderful creative ideas that go around the country and kind of hit all the different parts of what we need as people. And for Kind as a company to be able to support that with our resources is really special, and it's important to us.
Melissa, every time you come on the show, you turn me into a total mush pot, and I think that I'm not doing enough to help people that I don't know. Because to me, the highest level of acts of kindness is doing something for somebody you don't know. And I know that when somebody, even like you said, just holds the door open and smiles, it blows my mind here in Miami. So Melissa, what's your website? We're almost out of time. Tell people how to connect with you.
Absolutely. You can always check us out at kindsnacks.com. And then specifically speaking about the Kind Movement, you can get more information about that and our grant at kindmovement.com. And the most important thing, specifically on February 17th, next Tuesday, for Random Acts of Kindness Day, you'll want to make sure to follow hashtag KindAwesome on social media. Check us out and see what we're doing all day long.
How about hashtag totally kind awesome? You're the best, Melissa. Thanks for coming on. Thanks for making us part of the Kind team. I really personally take it to heart that you've recognized Vivian and myself and our team on Freedom Business as kind people. At Freedom Business, at Jim Freed, we follow you, and we're so thrilled to be part of the team.
Oh, Awesome. We can't wait to see what everybody in Miami does to contribute to Random Acts of Kindness Day on their own and continue to blow us away. And thank you so much for having us. We really appreciate it.
It's our pleasure. I'm already feeling good about next Tuesday. D, take us away. And when you bring us back, I'm going to tell everybody where I've been for the last couple of weeks and what I've been doing. Back after this.